Thank you so much, and welcome, everyone. It is indeed time for The Good Stuff. We're Kim and Mike Burge, hosting today with delight to share more good stuff for all of us.
Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, yet it was the only option. Then came the big publications, offering news, but with hefty subscription prices, and then came Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more with the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News.
Mike, I have got a poem that starts off, "'Twas the night before Christmas," but I think it'll be a little different version than you're used to.
Oh, and where did that come from?
It actually came from Disabled American Veterans.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go.
All right. "'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand, and on the wall pictures of far distant lands, with medals and badges, awards of all kinds. A sobering thought came to my mind, for this home was different, so dark and so dreary, the home of a soldier. Now I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, ended up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd read, curled up on a poncho on the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice, 'Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core.' The soldier rolled over and soon drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold evening's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered, 'Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure.' One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friends, and to all a good night." Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt is actually the author of that.
Very appropriate here on this Christmas Eve. So I've got a couple of, you might call these dad jokes, but you can use them around the Christmas gatherings, I guess. What do you call Santa when he doesn't move? Santa paws.
Cute. Yeah, right. You're right. I'm seeing the trend of dad jokes.
Where does Santa go to vote?
The
North Pole.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
that was easy. Why did I not catch that?
How did Mrs. Claus tell Santa the weather? It looks like rain here.
Oh, funny, funny, funny.
I got a couple more of those for you today. What do you call Santa when he runs out of money? St. Nicholas.
Oh, Nicholas. Very good. Oh, these are crafty.
You're gonna get this one. What type of motorcycle does Santa ride?
I'm going to get it.
A Holly Davidson.
Oh.
All right. You can feel free to use those around your Christmas gathering.
Indeed. Safe driving for the holidays. We send that wish out from WW Tire Service. They have 8 great locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all his crew say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Integrity Meats in Belle Fouche is grateful for customers and community. Open up your heart this Christmas season and have a blessed Christmas. That's a wish from Integrity Meats in Belle Fouche.
And of course, Rick and Lynn Shippey over there at Winter, South Dakota, they buy, sell, and auction land, and they just want to tell you personally, Merry Christmas, and see you next year.
And a Merry Christmas Eve from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.